Only if you're ready, 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 ready. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to Divine Enigma, a podcast that talks about how to navigate through the complexities of the workplace as a modern day professional, whilst also having a side hustle simultaneously. My name is Sarah, your host for the podcast. I'm not too sure what episode number this is, but I have been making quite a few podcasts over the last few months, so you might have to check in the show notes. But yeah, I've done quite a few. I'm hoping when I get to episode, let's try and get to episode 50, and then I'll mention it again. But I don't think we're up to that point yet. But anyway, my name is Sarah. I'm the host of the podcast. I've probably mentioned this already. And this podcast will be available on all platforms where you can find podcasts, including Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts. And anywhere you like to listen to podcasts, I'm probably there. So today is my birthday. So whilst I'm recording this, this is my birthday. And I don't like talking about my birthdays because generally as a woman, women, we're not always kind of happy to say how old we are, especially when we're moving off to the other side of 30. But I'm going to be quite transparent now. And yes, today I am 39, which means, whoa, 39, which means that I'm heading on to 40 and leaving my 30s completely. And people like to say that by this age you should be sort of sorted and have everything in place and know exactly what you want in life. And actually, to be honest with you, every single day for me feels like an adventure. I feel like I went through my 20s having a bit more wisdom, or went through my 30s having a little bit more wisdom, but every day is something I'm learning new. Right now I'm doing this podcast quite organically, so you might hear a little bit of background noise, as I always keep telling the listeners all the time. But yeah, I just feel like I haven't really prepared much for this podcast, and I think sometimes the best ones are the ones where you don't have too much preparation. But anyway, let me get into what I want to talk about. So we're going to talk about a topic that many of us have experienced in our professional lives, and that's feeling uncertain and confused. Yeah, confused is the word, about our role. And I often feel like this sometimes at work, especially when it seems like my manager isn't properly managing me. And added with, like, you know, other complexities that come with that, the intersectionality of being a woman, being Black, and then also having a condition such as ADD, ADHD, and then with me, I've got dyslexia, you can feel totally overwhelmed and just unsure of where, you know, to turn to. And often quite feel alone. And the funny thing is that I'm British, and I also listen to other podcasts, but I remember listening to one particular podcast. And the thing is, like, there is racism in the UK, like it is there, but the racism is very subtle. There's never like direct, it's just little microaggressions. I had an instance at work the other day. It was quite a while back, but it was, yeah, the other day. And, you know, we had what we call a checkpoint meeting. And, you know, I put my own any other business towards the meeting and talked about it with the other stakeholders. So I thought I was doing my own thing. I was putting my own opinion in, and that was fine. So after the checkpoint meeting, my manager called me and said, like, you know, Sarah, you know, it wasn't a good idea for you to mention that in the meeting. You know, we have quite a number of stakeholders in that meeting, and it wasn't necessary for you to bring up that point. And I just felt like, oh, okay. So when can I bring up my point, you know? And it's little things like that that make you think, am I being gaslit, or am I reading into things more than I should? And then obviously when I had my review meeting with my manager as well, and obviously talking about things like having an occupational health assessment or an occupational therapist to kind of make the adjustments to my work environment, he said, oh, he hasn't gotten around to it. And it just feels like sometimes I feel like I'm being gaslight a little bit at work. On one hand, you're telling me I'm doing very well. On the other hand, you're telling me that I'm not. And it kind of can be quite confusing sometimes. So that's the added element of being Black. And then having this neurodiverse condition, which is having ADD, ADHD, and dyslexia, and not really understanding, am I doing enough? Am I doing the right things? Am I doing well? So yeah, it's just something I wanted to discuss. But I do want to give you guys a solution. I don't want it to be all about, oh my God, there's nothing you can do. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and unsure where to turn, you're not the only one that feels like that. So let me just first address the first issue. If you feel unclear about your role, and this is something I am working on, and again, this whole platform is about us as neurodivergent people to grow and learn from this community. So even though I'm a coach, I am going to be very transparent with you. I don't know everything, and there's still areas that I'm still learning. But I have gone a little bit ahead, and I can give you feedback at the end. But I'm not going to pretend that I'm Mrs. Know-it-all, which a lot of people like to kind of present themselves as. So you have to address how you feel to your manager. So if you're doing your best to perform well at work, if your manager isn't giving you clear direction, it can make you feel like you're floundering or you're unsure of what you should be doing. And it's important to remember that it's your manager's responsibility to provide you with clear guidance and support. So if you are not feeling 100% in your job, that's what your manager's there to do, to make you feel supported at work. You're not supposed to go to work feeling like you don't know what you're supposed to do, or if you're doing a good job. And it's having those conversations that on one hand, you're telling me I'm doing fine, but on the other, you're not. And even I've had another colleague of mine who's also another Black colleague, and she's had the same concerns when, you know, at one hand, your managers will tell you, or the team leaders will tell you, you're doing amazing, you're doing great. On the other hand, then they'll tear you down. And it's that juxtaposition, I think that's the right word to use, of feeling that, am I doing well or am I doing crap? And then it makes you kind of feel in your head like an imposter. Am I doing the right job? So that's sometimes like, you have to, honestly, every day I have to tell myself, literally I have to pray to myself, pray to God and go, you know what, you're doing fine. And I have to tell myself, you're doing fine. You know, you're doing all these things. Maybe not everyone may see all the things you're doing. You may not get people giving you a round of applause or cheerleading you on, but you're doing fine. And if your manager is not making things clear to you, that's something on him or her who's not directing you properly. A lot of the time, people like to feel more intelligent by using acronyms. So like, I don't know, BML, Black Lives Matter, you know, or CDIO, whatever. Do you know what I mean? They use all these different types of acronyms that come out. And by giving acronyms to people, it makes them seem like they're more intelligent. But actually, if you just tell people what it is, you seem more supportive and more intelligent. And a lot of the time when I would hear people use all these acronyms, it would alienate me. It would make me feel like I don't know what these people are talking about. It doesn't help. And another thing is, you know, when you're trying to create like a perform room for people to get a better understanding of things at work, try not to alienate them. Just because you've been alienated by people using acronyms and certain tech language, you know, you don't need to let anyone make you feel less than because you don't understand. If you have to ask something 100 times, ask it 100 times so that you do understand. And I think some people are not always patient, and it doesn't even mean that you're neurodivergent or a dyslexic person, or you're not a dyslexic person, you're not a neurodivergent, or you're neurotypical. Sometimes you might have to ask things a few extra times just for it to make sense. So I think that's on the hands of a lot of management, especially in the corporate world, I would say, that they like to use acronyms and like terminology which alienates people to make them somehow feel smart. But I honestly believe, and this is how I look at life, the smartest people are the ones who are able to take information that is highly complex and break it down, simplify it, so anyone can understand clearly what it is you were talking about. Because we don't want to go into workplaces feeling that we are not adequate because someone's using a foreign technical term. I think I've got my message quite clear. If you're not receiving clear understanding on your job, speak up and ask for what it is you need. And sometimes this can be difficult. And this is the one thing I find quite difficult, is because if you're trying to speak up, you might be dealing with feelings of imposter syndrome or being gaslit or having gaslighting issues going on at work. But remember that your feelings and how you feel are valid. So if you're feeling like your manager's gaslighting you, or you're feeling like a sense of imposter syndrome, you need to let your managers know that. And especially when they have meetings like culture and, you know, a forum where people can speak about how they feel, I think it's very important for people to speak up about those things so that you have the space and the capability to allow your feelings to be spoken out. Because you don't know, other people might be feeling exactly the same way. And if they are feeling exactly the same way, then your feelings can be validated by the fact this person's also feeling that way as well. So yeah, I would say that. The first thing I would always do, and I try to be always practical on these podcasts, is you need to schedule a meeting with your manager and just calmly express your concerns. Let them know that you're feeling confused about your role and that you would like more direction and support. And it's important to be specific about what you need. So for example, if you're struggling with a particular task or project, or you need more guidance or training in the area, you should ask. So an example of that is like, okay, you told me that I shouldn't talk about this in checkpoint calls. Then what specifically should I talk about in checkpoint calls? If someone's telling you you're not doing something right, or do you know what? I didn't really understand what that meant. Could you please explain that to me in a bit more detail? Or could you make it, not even detail, just make it very crystal clear so I understand what you're talking about? Talking in a technical way doesn't make you an amazing project manager. What makes you an amazing project manager is someone that can speak in a way that can, that has a impact on people from all walks of life. And recently I've been thinking about really amazing leaders, such as ones like Nelson Mandela, even people like Oprah Winfrey, Gandhi, like some of them are alive, some of them are dead. But one of their key skill sets they had is that they were able to translate their message to people from every continent in the world, practically, that they could understand what their mission and purpose was just by the way they were able to communicate. Now, obviously, if you come from a different country, I don't know how maybe Nelson Mandela would have spoken to you if he was speaking in his, you know, Xhosa language, and how that would have been different towards you. Because I know with languages, although you can translate, sometimes the feel or the hit of how something is in a different language, a different tone, doesn't sound the same as if, for example, you're speaking in English. And that's one of the things I want to learn in my bucket list, is to learn at least two African languages and one European language. Even though I have ADHD, ADD and dyslexia, I believe I can do it. I'm someone who just believes I can do anything that God has called upon me, because I want to reach internationally to all. So, yeah, it doesn't make you a great project manager if you can't, you know, make sure that people understand what you're talking about. It's also important to address additional challenges you're facing. So sometimes that can be quite hard if you're a Black person and you're a woman and you have a white manager. He or she, like, say for example, you're a Black woman with ADHD, ADD and dyslexia, and you've got a white heterosexual male manager who cannot relate to you in any way because you come from two different worlds. And the view a white middle class perhaps male man, his view of things may not be the same from the perspective of someone who's Black and female, and what we have to endure a lot of the time when you're probably one of the only few people of color in your department or wherever you work. You're always going to have to code switch and assimilate the environment you're in. And it can be quite exhausting. And it may be not, and maybe it be assimilation comes in many formats. Sometimes it's in the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, and also, you know, even the way you have to talk just to adapt to the environment that you're working in. And then you code switch again and you speak differently at home. And then you code switch again and you talk to your siblings. So every time you're talking to different people, you're having to change this presentation of who you are in order to be adaptable almost for all. And sometimes it can be quite exhausting. And I think I wish we could live in a world where we could just be ourselves, but unfortunately, if we're real, we can't. And it's hard. So if you're like having to explain these things to a manager, what do you do? It takes a degree of boldness. One of the things I used to do is there was an area called Safe Haven. I used to attend when I was in one of my roles, and it was called Safe Haven, and it was a place where you could kind of go, you know what, my manager's doing my nut in, blah, 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 blah. I hate the department I'm working in. What do I do? And they could give you the advice you need if you're not happy in maybe where you're working. So it is important to still have the conversation with your manager. But if you're not ready to do that and you feel like you need to practice that conversation, have it with somebody that you feel you can trust. Have it with me. If you go in my coaching program, I can help you along with those conversations too. So, yeah, I really want you to kind of enjoy this podcast. So I'm going to conclude it because I need to start getting ready for my birthday. But if you're feeling confused and uncertain about your role, it can be a very difficult and frustrating experience. It can be especially challenging if you're dealing with additional frustrations that come with being Black, being neurodiverse, all these other aspects that come with it. But it is important to remember that you have the right to ask for support and direction from management or your direct line manager. And as long as you do that, you're making it a lot easier for yourself to kind of navigate the complexity of being neurodiverse, having an intersectionality of being maybe Black, maybe being queer, whatever that may be, and dealing with that with management, and just believing that you can get through it. You can get through it. Practice. Imagine your manager in front of your face and just telling him or her, like, you're not giving me clear direction and I want to do my job well. Put aside imposter syndrome, put aside feeling gaslight or gaslit. Just have that conversation. And at least if you've had that conversation, it's out there. And at least your manager may approach things a bit differently. So I'm going to conclude this podcast. I'm going to conclude it. And I'm going to make sure, I'm going to conclude the podcast. Just make sure that you have the ability just to be open about who you are. So please follow me on all platforms where the podcasts are uploaded. Thank you for listening to Divine Enigma. And if you got to the end, you're in a safe place for project managers and professionals to give you the tools on how to navigate the complexity of being neurodiverse in the workplace. I will see you next week. And please don't forget to sign up to my coaching program. I'm going to be putting a waiting list together. My website is still being put together, but I do have an ebook ready for you to go through. So if you go into the show notes, my email is hello@divineenigma.org. I believe that is. I hope I've given you the right email address, but if it's not, it's in the show notes anyway. Dyslexia. And you'll see me next week, or you'll hear from me next week. All right, take care. Bye.